So he said, look over into the next chapter, the ninth chapter. How do I get involved? How do I release this in my life? See, God not going to come down and sow not one seed for you. The sixth verse, I think I'll pick up. I'll go back some other time, but I just need to do this today. The sixth verse. He said, remember, are you seeing it? Remember this. He who sows how? I want you to say it now. He who sows how? That's the person that half, that's halfway give. Just give a little bit. Just so nobody won't look at them and say, you didn't give nothing. You give the littlest you can give. And most grudging when you give it. He tells you how you turns out. He who sows how? Sparingly and how? Grudgingly will also do what? How? You say it. Sparingly, isn't it up there on the screen? And how? Grudgingly. And he who sows how? Generously, that blessing may do what? Come to someone else. Listen. I want to take just a little side journey. And the Lord, you know, got me focused, because what I was doing was all wrong, but it just wasn't all the best thing that he wanted me to do. Are you in the building? I work endless hours. I have spent many, many, many hours in this book. But apparently, he wanted me to spend some more. Are you in the house? And you know all that work I've done, I have not drawn since then. Last 5 years, better, because I took off the last two, almost two. Yeah. I was not paid one dime. Here's the point. See, because when you, why were you doing it? Because I was thinking about other people. I think about other people could come be ministered to. I think about people could come, they can be taught the word of God. People come out of their broken, battered condition. And so when you give, you're not giving just because, see, what the world wants you to think, and I need to say this, what the world wants you to think, even other church folks and religious folks, you're giving all that money to Jimmy Jones. No, you ought to know better than that. You sitting up here with these lights in this building. If I were taking all the money, you wouldn't have no lights. We wouldn't have a building. Now, you ought not swallow that lie. Because this building got to operate, all this stuff got to operate. And when you get that kind of thinking in your mind, you get robbed of what God has for you. But I give because I want blessing to come to others. And that should be your purpose. And because you give, not only blessing will come to other, but it will overtake you. So let me read real quick. Listen to this. Remember this, that he who sows sparingly and grudgingly also will also reap sparingly and grudgingly. He who sows generously, that blessing may come to someone else or someone, will also what? Reap and will blessing. Let each one give as he made up his own mind and purpose in his heart. How do you do it? Don't be trying to outdo somebody. As you make up your own mind and your purpose in your heart, this is what I'm going to do. Huh? Purpose in his own heart. Not what? Not reluctantly, not sorrowful. No, don't give and then get real sorry. I sure hate not doing that. No. Not under compulsion, they'll get excited. And then when it's all over, you know, oh, you hate you did it. Not under compulsion, for God loves who? God loves and take pleasure and pride in above all other and is willing to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyful, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. Or your heart is in giving or in cheeseburgers? Are your heart in giving or are you waiting to get another bologna sandwich? Where's your heart at? Getting another meal? You know, we both, most of us here, we can spare a few, let go a few extra meal cook. Just tell the truth about it. But watch what happens. God loves a prompt to do it giver whose heart is in its giving. Now listen, once you become that kind of giver, listen what God says back to you. And God is able to make all grace, giving grace, loving grace, preaching grace, shouting grace, husband, wife grace. Don't you know grace is there for your marriage? But we're talking about money today, okay? So God is able to make all grace, not some grace, all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. Didn't say a little squibble, a little trickle. He said in abundance. Are y'all hearing me? Are you going to leave this word and go back to what you were doing before you got here? Or you're going to take hold to this word today and say, I'm going to get on the Lord's side in my giving. Because he's able to make this come to me in abundance. So that you may always and under all circumstances, listen, under all circumstances. I've had some circumstances the enemy say, you better not give, you better not do it. I'm under, because I know the grace of God, under all circumstances, I can do what God said. All circumstances, whatever need, and whatever the need be, I am what? Self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work, a charitable donation. I'm not under any stress. I don't need no aid from nobody because God have given me, and I'm able to give in everyone that comes up, and God says, this is how I want you to get in on this. Every charitable donation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.